not improve her looks. I got the message. Down in the dark, inside me, something howled and gibbered like a monkey getting roasted. I resisted its call to terror. Now, if ever there was one, was a time to act as a brother of the Black Company. I had to buy time, had to give the others the longest head start possible. She might have read my mind as she stood there staring, smiling. They won't get far. They can hide from witchery, but they cannot hide from the hounds. My heart sank. As if cued, a messenger arrived. He whispered to whisper. She nodded. Then she turned to me. I go to collect them now. Think on the limper in my absence. For once I have drained you of knowledge, I may deliver you to him. Smile again. You never were a nice lady, I said, but it came feebly and got said to her departing back. Her menagerie went with her. I checked Raven. He seemed unchanged. I lay on my cot, closed my eyes, tried to push everything out of my mind. It had worked once before when I needed contact with the lady. Where was she? I knew she was near enough to sense last night, but now? Was she playing some game? But she had said no special consideration. Still, there is consideration and consideration. Chapter 38. The Fortress at Deal. Bam! The old door trick. This time I had heard the man-mountain stomping down the hall, so I did not react, except to ask, "Don't you ever knock, Bruno?" No response, till Whisper stepped inside. "Get up, physician." I would have made a crude remark, but something in her voice chilled me beyond the chill due my straits. I rose. She looked terrible. Not that she was much different physically, but something inside had gone dead and cold and frightened. "What was that thing?" she demanded. I was baffled. "What thing?" "The thing you were traveling with. Speak." I could not, for I hadn't the slightest notion what she was blathering about. "We caught up, or my men did. I arrived only in time to count the bodies. What shreds 20 hounds and 100 men in armor in minutes, then disappears from mortal ken?" Gods, One Eye and Goblin must have outdone themselves. Still, I did not speak. "You came from the Barrowland, where you were tampering. Did you call something forth?" She sounded as though she were musing. "It's time we found out. It's time we found out how tough you really are, soldier." She faced the giant. "Bring him." I gave it my best shot by playing my dirtiest. I pretended meek for just long enough to let him relax. Then I stomped his foot, running the side of my boot down his shin. Then I spun away and kicked at his crotch. Guess I'm getting old and slow. Course, he was a lot faster than a man his size should be. He leaned back, caught my foot, and threw me across the room. 2 Imperials got me up and started dragging me. I went with the satisfaction of seeing the big man limp. I tried a few more tricks, just to slow things up. They did little more than get me knocked around. The Imperial strapped me down in a high-backed